ìtọ́jú àṣà wa fún ìran tí ń bọ̀. Nítorí àwọn ọ̀ràn tí ń bọ̀ yìí, ẹgbẹ́ ọmọ Yorùbá, kí ni ohun tí wọ́n wò, kí ni ọjọ́ iwájú tí wọ́n rí fún irú ètò báyìí?
Olótú, gẹ́gẹ́ bí ajínigbé sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ ni pé àwọn irú ètò báyìí ó máa ń jẹ́ kí àwọn ọmọ kan ní ìfọkànsùn síwájú nípa pé àṣebi báyìí ni àtìrán wa ti wá. Wọ́n á mọ̀ pé ibìkan torí àwọn àgbà sọ̀rọ̀ wọ́n ní okun ò ní gùngùngùngùngùn kó má níbi tán tó ti wá.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Ṣé wọ́n pé tí a bá ń ṣe lójú àwọn ọmọdé yìí kán máa rí nǹkan tá à ń ṣe. Àwọn onímọ̀ pé ẹ̀kọ́ ti wá rò bóyá pé ibi náà lẹ ti ṣẹ̀ sí ni. Ṣùgbọ́n a rí pé àṣà yìí kò bá àṣà tá à ń ṣe nílẹ̀ yìí mu náà. Báwo ni wọ́n ṣe ti wá ṣe jẹ́? Ṣùgbọ́n àti tó ti mọ̀ pé àṣà àbí tí bàbá àwọn ti wá àbí tí ìyá àwọn ti wá ni. Ṣé mọ̀ àwọn náà wú lórí níbi tá a wà nínú tẹ bá rí àwọn aráàlú mi náà wọ́n máa ń ṣe àṣà àti àwọn náà láti àti wọn.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Tọ́ntọ́n Ọlọ́run Yorùbá jẹ́ kan nínú wọn. Tarẹ̀ ní àṣà oríṣiríṣi. Ṣé ọdún egun lẹ́ ń sọ ni? Àbọ̀dún ẹ̀yọ̀, àbọ̀dún agẹmọ, àbí oúnjẹ lẹ́fẹ́ sọ ni? Àmàlà ni, àbí ráìsì ni, àbí ẹ̀bà. Ìṣọ́ wọṣọ lẹ́fẹ́ sọ ni? Tẹ máa wá padà, ẹ wọ jòkòtò, ẹ wọ gbé fìlà. Àwọn òyìnbó kan tí wọ́n ti ń káṣà wá báyìí sìn.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni, àṣà ìsọmọ lórúkọ, àṣà ìgbéyàwó.
Gbogbo ẹ̀ lówó la ní lọ́kànjọ kan tí kò dẹ̀ jọ ti àwọn ará ibi tá à ń sọ yìí. Ṣùgbọ́n tí àbá bẹ̀ ní ṣe àwọn kan yìí, ọjọ́ iwájú ni nǹkan tí àwa ń fojú sùn pé lọ́jọ́ iwájú wa kán káwọn èèyàn wa àwọn ọmọ wa kọ́ má di pé àwọn kan máa pètàn kí tàn fún wọn.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní ìsìn tí wọ́n ti mọ̀tàn, àwọn kan ti mọ̀tàn, tá wọ́n nílò ìtàn rí báyìí, báyìí ló ṣe rí. Ìdí tí a fi àfojú sùn wa lọ́jọ́ iwájú yẹn kí tí àwọn ọmọ wa kán lè rí nǹkan sọ lọ́jọ́ iwájú, kán lè gbárùkùtì àṣà wọn. Kán má jẹ́ kí ẹnìkan fi àṣà kọ́ṣà kó fi rọ́ àṣà ti wàdà sẹ́gbẹ́ kan.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
So ìdí tí a fi ṣe.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni. Nítorí pé tí ọmọdé ò bá bá ìtàn.
A bá àrọ́bà.
Àrọ́bà sì rèé.
Bàbá ìtàn náà wí. Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí ọmọdé ò bá tó á bá ìtàn tó dá. Ohun tí wọ́n bá sọ fún.
Òun náà ló máa tẹ̀lé.
Pé àgbélẹ̀rọ àbí ohun tó bá kà nínú ìwé.
Ló máa tẹ̀lé. Ìgbà
sọ pé bọ́ ṣe wí leléyìí. Ṣùgbọ́n tí a bá sọ ìtàn tó tí wọ́n mú ojú wọn débẹ̀ pé bí a ṣe ń ṣe bí a ti ń kíni rèé, ọmọ a máa rí i pé bẹ́ẹ̀ni. Ṣùgbọ́n a wá rí i pé irú ètò báyìí pàápàá irú ẹgbẹ́ ọmọ Yorùbá tí a dá sílẹ̀ yìí kì í ṣe gbogbo ọmọ Yorùbá ló wà nínú ẹgbẹ́ yìí. Àwọn mìíràn wọn kàn tiẹ̀ máa gbọ́ ni pé ẹgbẹ́ ọmọ Yorùbá wà á ní iṣẹ́ pọ̀ lọ́wọ́ mi o, ìyẹn kọ́ mo wá ṣe lórílẹ̀‐èdè Canada, ìyẹn kọ́ mo wá ṣe ní Manitoba, ẹ jẹ́ kí n lọ lọ́nà tèmi. Kí ni àmọ̀ràn yín fún àwọn ọmọ Yorùbá tí wọn ò tí ì darapọ̀ mọ́ irú ẹgbẹ́ tó dá báyìí?
Ara nǹkan tí a ṣe gbé ètò ìkalẹ̀ sílẹ̀ náà nìyẹn. Nígbà tí a bá ń ṣètò báyìí, ẹni tí ò tiẹ̀ fẹ́ wáyẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀ tó bá ti kó yá ohun wo lórí ìyàwó márùn-ún ni o, àbọ̀ ohun lórí alákàásílẹ̀ ni o, tó rí pé òun gan ó lè tibẹ̀ yí ọkàn padà pé àjẹ́ kèmi náà tiẹ̀ lọ ṣe àwọn kinní báyìí. Àti pé sọ pé wọ́n ní tí wọ́n bá ríyàn lókèrè tẹ́ ẹ̀ bá súnmọ̀ yàn ẹ̀ ní mọ̀ ṣe ẹ̀. Ṣùgbọ́n tẹ́ bá súnmọ̀ ẹ̀ máa mú pé báyìí ni. Ìdí tàbí wò pé ká fagbora mọ́ra kí àwọn èèyàn kan súnmọ́ wa kájọ ṣe kí ni a ṣe pọ̀. Tẹ́ bá wo àwọn ẹlẹ́yà míì èmi làwọn bíi India ni àwọn kí tẹ́ bá rí wọ́n máa ń ṣùgbọ́n ara wọn ni.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Pé ká náà máa ṣe nìyẹn àwa lọ́ọ́ ká léwájú nílùú tá a wà yìí kì í ṣe kó jẹ́ àwọn ará bíi. Ṣùgbọ́n lápájá ó ṣe tiẹ̀ lọ́tọ̀ èmi náà ṣe lọ́tọ̀ lọ́tọ̀ òun ló jẹ́ kí ọ̀rọ̀ kò rí báyìí. Ṣùgbọ́n nísìn báyìí a fẹ́ wá bá ṣe máa wá pọ̀ tá a máa rìn papọ̀ tájọ́ máa ṣe papọ̀ tí ọ̀rọ̀ Yorùbá á lè lọ sókè nílùú yìí àti ibi tá a ti ń bọ̀.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ẹ ṣe púpọ̀ ẹ̀yin aráalé ìwọ ọmọ Yorùbá tí o wà nílùú Manitoba pàápàá tí o wà ní ìtòsí tí òun wò pé ẹgbẹ́ kíní wọ́n ń ṣe ẹgbẹ́ kó mo wá ṣe lókè òkun. Ohun tí ó dani ní àti rí àwọn ọmọ ìyá wa láti fọwọ́sowọ́pọ̀ nítorí pé yàtọ̀ sí pé wọ́n ń ṣe ẹgbẹ́ olúkúlùkù wọn ló ní ibi iṣẹ́ tí wọ́n ti jẹ́ ọ̀gá tí a lè lura pé ọmọ ìyá èdè kan náà ni à ń sọ lẹ́nu ìrànwọ́ wà a pé kí mi ò mọ̀ nǹkan tó ń ṣe tí ò bá wá lọ́jọ́ tá a ṣe ayẹyẹ ẹni tí ó wà níbi iṣẹ́ yẹn tí ó wà níbi tí wọ́n ti fi ọ̀rọ̀ wá ẹ lẹ́nu wò interview níbi iṣẹ́ yẹn òun ni ọ̀gá lára ìpàdé àwọn ọmọ Yorùbá. Ẹ má ṣe jẹ́ kí a pàdánù ohun tí a ní, ẹ má ṣe jẹ́ kí a fi ọwọ́ rọ́ èdè Yorùbá sẹ́yìn pẹ̀lú pàápàá lórí ètò àbínibí. Ẹ mọ̀ wípé àṣà àti èdè Yorùbá ohun la n gbe laruge nibi nitori pe a o fe ki o parun ni a se ni ki a papo ki a kura ajo papo lati se iru eto bayi a sugbon ti eto ma lo adupe ni owo olorun ti a pe yin ti eje wa nitori pe ise po papa nitori eto yi o ko orisirisi akoko fe le ma si lati jade se nkan miran nitori pe bi e se nfa lo tun fa lo si ki gbogbo e ko le idomoro fun awon to nbo kon le re pe eto yi ohun to ye ka ma wa ni ododun ni e se ni akoton ti a ba ri se ilu Manitoba nikan ni egbe yi wa awon ilu to ku kereje kereje to wa ni ilu Canada nko
awon egbe Yoruba wa kaakiri ni ilu Canada ohun laipe gan ni are egbe Yoruba ti Winnipeg Manitoba Mrs. Bola Joko Alaka won lo si Calgary won lo ba kan yan won lo si ma won se ayeye Yoruba na lo se npa Yoruba na lo se nbe won lo si Thompson laipe na kaakiri kaakiri Yoruba wa imu laipe gan koda won se egbe gbogbo awon are Yoruba ni Canada bye waje are Yoruba ni Thompson ni are Yoruba ni Canada ni Manitoba ni kaakiri bayi won se asosepo bayi ile jo fi won lo fi daruju pe lojo waju Yoruba an lo si bi giga la an lo amo e je ka sugbada ka sugbaba ara wa ka ranra lowo ka duo ti ra wa tori ge mo so le kan ti a ba rinpo aimoye nkan ni o ma je anfani fun wa wo ma ni ka se lototo wo gbe temi na gbe temi loto ko ni kankan to ni kankan ko ni kankan nu
be ni
ko ni kankan nu
agbajowo
la fin soya
ohun la fin soya
be ni owo kan gbelu
owo kan gbelu lori e je ki asoro wa
lo susu owo
ka soro wa ni okan ki a le gbe ede asa Yoruba laruge e se ki e to ma lo mo fe ki e so ibi ti a ti ma seto yi fun awon eyan wa ati wi pe owo iwole ibo ni won ti ma rira e so fun awon eyan wa ni akotan
ni ikini ama eto yi wa ni ojo Saturday ni 2070 Dougal Road ni Winnipeg ni ago meji osan la ma bere sugbon ti e ba fe ra iwe iwole o wa ni AfriCanada ni online AfriCanada o wa ni online tabi ni enu wole ni ojo yen ani awon iwe wole nbe ti a ma ta fun awon eyan ti won ba fe wa sugbon to wa pe won fe lo si online ni AfriCanada ni to ma ti dale o wa lori be won sanwo nbe won de gba iwe esi pe awon sanwo lowo iwe eri won gba ni ojo keji iyen ni ti St. Vita Park unit 1234 ni St. Vita Park unit 1234 ni St. Vita Park ati fe se ni ojo Sunday 26 of July odun ta wa nu eyi ni de dago mijo son la ma bere gbogbo awon oba ati Imperial Majesty oba Abimbola Akim Owoade won ma wa nbe kale pelu gbo awon ba oloba ton wa lati ile wa ni Nigeria ton ma wa won ni kale pelu awon otonkulu ni ilu ina won ma wa ni be
UMFM 101.5 broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba located on Treaty 1 territory the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, Nahiwak, Oji-Cree, Dakota and Dene peoples and the homeland of the Métis Nation.
We feel. Oh, it's just how we feel. still excited, even though it's one-sided. I think we could have been something. Maybe it's just timing. I really don't like silence when we don't speak for a while. I get feral, like I'm out of water. You keep on running. You keep on running. Nothing can keep you off my mind. Good.
Friday, everyone. This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I will be your host for the next hour. I kind of sound quiet. Okay. Anyway, so that was just Cranberry off of Girl Sweet Voiced and her new album called Love Sweet that was dropped July 24th, so I believe last Friday. And it is so good. I love Girl Sweet Voiced. And it's really funny because I just realized that she is from Ottawa. So shout out to Ottawa, shout out to Canada. So yeah, no, I'm so hyped for it. And actually the reason how I found her was she sampled Joni Mitchell song California for her single Tonight. I played it before. It's a banger. And so that's kind of how I discovered her, and I really, really liked that song. And then and then she was like, okay, go. And then, yeah, that's how I found her off of, like, low-key TikTok. But, nevertheless, she's the GOAT. And, yeah, she's absolutely the GOAT. She's, like, a Black Claro for real. Like, she's low-key goated because it's very, like, I don't know, very, like, lo-fi, bedroom, pop-esque. And, yeah, she the GOAT. And then I was also playing some new Steve Lacy, off of Oh Yeah. I was playing Nothing. It's such a banger. I don't know. I feel like sometimes with an album, I have to, like, it takes me like 2 weeks to really understand an album. And maybe that's a kind of like a crazy thing to say, but like genuinely, I feel like I need to like let it marinate with me. And then I'm like, ooh, shit, like this is goated. This is really goated. But yeah, so I played Nothing off of Steve Lacy. And then I started with, Flaming Hot Cheetos, Claro, because I saw this reel, and it was really funny, and it was like, y'all don't know what Claro did when she hit that beat and went do-do-do-do-do, and she really, like, cleared everyone and everything, and I don't know, I've been thinking about that era so much in, like, 2017, like, Claro, and, like, just, like, bedroom pop, and, like, that aesthetic down, like, I've been thinking about that a lot. And that reel, like, that specific reel literally, like, made me play Flaming Hot Cheetos. So shout out to that really funny reel that I saw. Because it's so true. Like, literally, like, no one is touching Claro. Like, she the goat for real. But yeah, so today is kind of just, like, I don't even know. I just made a playlist for real. I've been quite busy recently, but like low-key this whole summer I've been pretty busy. So every single time I've made a playlist within the last like month or so, I have made it probably like in the morning of today, of Fridays. So I'm like, ooh, don't kill me. But hey, I still have bangers for you guys nevertheless. Yeah, so many new drops recently, and I'm absolutely loving it. And speaking of new drops, Venturing, which is Jane Remover, if you don't already know, Jane Remover's other project, kind of like more of like a, I don't even know how to describe it, because I think Jane Remover is very like hyper pop down, but Venturing, like, her other project is very much like, I don't know, it reminds me a lot of like McGee, I think is like the best comparison. And it's awesome. It's so good. She dropped an EP today, and literally, so I data collected at Tashe before I came here, and that was like at 7 a.m. And genuinely, I was bumping this at 7 a.m. Like, I'm a real one. Like, I woke up and I played this. So yeah, I was like, what better way to play some new Jane stuff than to literally play her today. So yeah, here is Drunk Lullaby Venturing on UMFM 101.5.
I'm tired. Chump's trying to waste my time. I ain't got no time to play. Talk. I gotta go, yo. Basically, I'm a brother they depend on, lean on. So now I gotta be gone. I gotta keep strong, always staying busy, kid. Cause I can never fall off. Laziness ain't getting to me. There's too much opportunity. And I'm not waiting for no one. Cause slow ones, they don't get nothing done, son.
Never no time to play.
Short sport, make a move or get caught. Nothing lasts forever, baby. Maybe you shouldn't act so crazy. Instead of trying to be the man, you could really be the man if you had a plan, understand? But I'm not the one to be waiting for you. Back in the day, I used to do stuff for you. Now I'm warning you that you really ain't no pimp, you wimp.
Never no time to play. Gotta keep working every day.
No time to play.
Never no time to play. Gotta make moves with no delay.
I gotta make moves. Every day, I need the cash money. With my rhyme display, I may take all the pay for wow. I guess I have the know-how. When you see me in the house, you better go, what's up, G? What's up, gang? Then give me a pound, because I've been down, dedicated, and I've waited for my turn. Cause respect is something you earn.
Never no time to play.
your feet, hope that they wait on me. Smiling nights in your fields, no one can say there's no will. Hope that they wait on me, hope that they wait to see. Smiling swell in your heels, cause all I'm thinking is what about.
Right, that was just Two Lips off of Slingshot from Jay Wood, our local goat. He is awesome. I really like Jay Wood. First time I ever saw him was at Wig Rooftop. Shout out to the Wig Rooftop. Actually, speaking of Wig Rooftop, if anyone's looking for something to do, there is the Batty Vision funk at the Wag Rooftop tonight. I'm not going because I low-key do have other plans, but that is an option, and the ladies are lovely. Batty Vision DJs are freaking lovely, and they're the goats. And also, it's at the Wag Rooftop, which I think is, like, it's so awesome, and, like, you can literally see all of downtown Winnipeg, and it's such a vibe. I saw Jay Wood for the first time at the Wag Rooftop, so heavily recommend even just going there for any show, any DJ thing. It's pretty awesome. Oh, and then we're playing Guru, No Time to Play. I love Jazzmatazz. Jazzmatazz is, like, one of my favorite albums of all time. And I love Guru, one of my favorite MCs of all time. He's the freaking GOAT, and Jazzmatazz is really special because he basically blended the, like, in hip hop, they always kind of sample. Sampling's like a big thing in hip hop, and you're usually taking things that are pretty older from different, like, there's a lot of jazz rap, and you're kind of taking a lot of influence from records that are already recorded, and taking that and sampling it into your own stuff. But with Jazzmatazm Guru, he actually brought in, like, amazing jazz performers, amazing jazz artists like Donald Byrd, a lot of people know, Ronnie Jordan and DC Lee were on No Time to Play, which I just played, Roy Ayers, which is, like, one of the freaking goats, like, and he basically, like, literally brought them into the studio, so while he's rapping, they're playing, and it's amazing, because no one's ever done that before Guru, and yeah, big shout out to him. Like, he basically took jazz rap and was like, let's actually bring a band in here and let's actually play. And he's amazing. So big shout out to Guru. He actually has, like, a little UMFM tag because he came here, which is awesome. And I remember finding that out. I was so, so geeked because I was like, dude, I freaking love Guru so much. So big shout out to him. And I feel like that song is super summery for me. And it's definitely, like, a good summer vibe. And then I was also playing Nujabes Dawn on the side. It's really funny because Michael actually came in and he was like, is this not Yusuf Lateef? Like, and I was like, no, it definitely is. So, like, absolutely. It's a sample and it's so good. And Nujabes kind of did a little reworking on that for an album that came out in 2011 called Spiritual State. And I believe it's just things that he had post passing away kind of thing. So yeah, and it's really, really good. It's an amazing project. Definitely go check it out. But yeah, kind of nearing the end of the episode. I have 3 more songs left. But yeah, today was kind of just a vibe check-in for real. Hopefully I have an actual theme next week. I really just couldn't think about, like, a theme this week either. And I feel like I was just running so late. I had to go to, like, my advisor, like, right before this at 1:30. And then I came here. And then in the morning, like, at 7 a.m., I was on Tashé. Doing some data collecting for my research job. So that was, like, I also just wanted to go home and, like, nap after that for a bit. But then I was like, also, like, I have to go. And it was this whole thing. But you know what? We're goated now, at least. What am I doing this weekend? I'm house sitting this weekend, which I'm really excited for. I've never house sat before, but I've always been wanting to because one of my friends, Sophie, shout out Sophie, she does that a lot, and kind of, like, her parents' clients sometimes ask her, and, like, she, like, uses this, like, website or app as well now, and it's, like, a pretty good gig because it's literally just, like, you're living at someone's house for them, and I'm taking care of my friend Hannah's dogs, fishes, and birds. So I'm a little nervous because I don't have any pets, but I'm also like, hey, I can figure it out. Don't worry. Like, I can figure it out. But yeah, I'm super excited for that because yeah, it's like, it's a pretty good gig. Like, you're literally just watching someone's house and getting paid for it. Like, hell yeah. And taking the dogs for a walk. Like, I will do it. So I'm really excited for that, especially because her mom actually texted me like a while ago and she was like, also, I forgot to mention that we have a hot tub and you can use it and there's a lot of towels. And I was like, let's go. So I'm really excited for that. It's going to be good. It's going to be awesome. And I don't work this weekend either. I only work on Monday, but that's like 2 to 6, which is also a pretty good shift to work 2 to 6. Like, I'm not mad at that at all. And I think I'm eating time and a half. So can never, ever be mad at that. Oh, also, I went to a freaking awesome, amazing show on Wednesday, and the 29th, I went to go see Ethan, his first headlining show, or not, I don't know if it's his first one, one of his first headlining shows, and it was awesome. Like, I think that was definitely his best show for sure, or one of my favorites for sure, and, like, he played a lot of new stuff, which was awesome. He played a little bit of old stuff. And it was amazing. A beautiful place. Sky opened for him. Sky is a part of Jamboree, which is like one of my favorite bands in Winnipeg. And it was awesome. It was great because I really like Jamboree because, one, they're awesome. And two, because it's really interesting. There's two different vocalists, and I love that. I'm like big into Baratelli, and Baratelli has like three different vocalists, and Jamboree's two. It's Nick and Sky, and you can definitely tell, like, because it's like there's like some songs that are super like Sky, and then there's some songs that are like super like Nick, and it's awesome, and that's one of the reasons why I love Jamboree. But yeah, so it was really cool to just like hear like just Sky, and he was doing acoustic, and it was awesome. Big shout out to him. Such a sweet guy, and also just very, very talented. And then, yeah, Homeowner, their first show, which was awesome. It was really, really good, too. And then, yeah, Ethan was amazing, like always. But, yeah, big shout-out to all three of them. That was a great show. It was a random Wednesday, and it started raining like crazy. But, nevertheless, it was still an awesome show. It, like, stopped raining at some point, but... yeah, no, it was awesome, and I am so excited for, there's Real Love Reunion coming up on the 15th of August. There's a lot of different things that are coming up in August, and I'm super excited for it. But anyways, I hope everyone has a fabulous Friday. It's actually, like, not super, like, gross hot right now. Ooh, excuse me. Which is, like, super hot fi, because I was really scared that it would be, like, scorching and, like, you know what I mean? Because... on Wednesday, funny enough, I went for a picnic with my friend at Munson, because I haven't gone to Munson. It's one of my favorite parks, but I just haven't gone in so long. And when I went, we were literally like actually melting. Like, we were so sweaty, and I mean, we found a good spot in the shade, so it wasn't too bad, but like, ooh, it was moist. It was moist. But I think that nothing will be worse than like that Folk Fest heat. That was, like, brutal. So I'm like, you know what? It was way better than Folk Fest. Like, let me humble myself. But anyways, yes. I hope everyone has a fabulous Friday because, yeah, it's pretty nice outside. I'm going to hang out with my friend Kendall later. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'm going to go to the house that I'm house-sitting at after this to, like, you know, get my stuff. Actually, no, I'm probably going to get my stuff later, to be honest, but nevertheless, pulling up to the house that I'm house-sitting, and yeah, that's kind of my weekend, and then, like, literally just hanging out with my friends. Sophie is coming back for the weekend, and I'm so excited, because I haven't seen her in so long, and, well, I saw her at Folk Fest, but, like, not really, you know, so I'm really excited to hang out with her, and yeah, I guess that's about it. I have, again, three more songs. The next one is, The next one is Vacations Relax, because I feel like I'm coming on to, like, a good relaxing period. I feel like I've been a little bit stressed, and honestly, this episode is literally a girl who's gonna be okay, because I keep on just, like, I'm very overwhelmed by a lot of things in my life right now, and I keep on just being like, it'll be fine, it'll be okay, and yeah, I'm a girl that's gonna be okay for real. But yeah, relax, because I need to remember to relax, because it is summer, and I don't have classes, so, like, it's really, really free ball. But anyways, yeah, relax, and then Pigeon, Ethan J. Weeb. And then ending it off with Built This Way, because it's a girl that's gonna be okay. Like, literally, I'm a girl that's gonna be okay, and that's the song that makes me feel like I'm gonna be okay, because it's so classic. Did you ever feel like you wanna be someone else for just one day? It's so good. It's really good, and it reminds me of, like, rom-coms from, like, the 90s. I'm pretty sure, I'm looking at it right now, and it's, like, the Mean Girls cover, so I believe it was actually in Mean Girls, but I feel like it's been in so many different, like, coming-of-age, like, rom-com-esque movies from the 2000s. Ooh! Speaking of which, I'm also gonna be watching, Berlise, or, like, I'm so bad at pronouncing stuff, but, like, that one movie, it's not Merlin Rouge, it's, like, the other one, but I've never watched it before, and Kendall was like, can we please watch it, and I was like, honestly, I'm super down, like, I've never watched it, and hell yeah, so pretty excited for that. But yeah, anyways, that's me. Yeah, three more songs left. Happy Friday again. Hope everyone gets out to something, does something pretty fun and good and awesome, because I'm definitely going to have an awesome time this weekend. I'm really excited. But anyways, yeah, happy Friday again. This is Relax Vacations, UMFM 101.5, Digital Planets, every single Friday at 2. But yeah, anyways, happy Friday. See you guys, or talk to you guys next week.
Stressing out. like you wanna be someone else for just one day? Did you ever feel like you wanna see through another pair of eyes? Did you ever think I might wanna be with anyone else for just one day? Did you ever really think of me when I walked away? The book, the dunks, and the bottle of Jack, the smoke's a slouch in my eyes. Now you think you know what you think you're fine. You think you'll figure me out tonight, but you'll never know what I won't share. Cause I don't care, no, I don't care. You think you'll figure me out tonight, but I don't care. And I wonder if I'm just built this way. Cause every man that I know makes me feel like I'm to blame when it's over. Should have said something smarter at the time. Did you ever feel like you should have kept it all to yourself? Did you ever think it might be your fault? I never promised anymore. Did you ever think it might not be me? No, it was always me. The book, the dunks, and the bottle of Jack, the smoke's a slouch in my eyes. Now you think you know what you think you're fine. You think you'll figure me out tonight, but you'll never know what I won't share. Cause I don't care, no, I don't care. You think you'll figure me out tonight, but I don't care. And I wonder if I'm just built this way. Cause every man that I know makes me feel like I'm to blame when it's over. Me and my selfish ways go back to start again. Figure me out tonight, but I don't care, and I won't.